Welcome back, K-State Nation, to another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports here in, or out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer, 2013 Kansas State graduate, current alum, obviously, of Kansas State football, men's women's basketball, obviously, baseball. We'll be getting on the way this weekend and so much more. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out the show, recording this tennis episode on Thursday morning here, March 6, 2025. Thank you for tuning in, getting you all caught up from what happened last weekend. Still getting caught up from what happened last weekend. So much happened last week. We'll try to get you up to speed. What's going on? All things K-State sports. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. Again, if you've been following us since the beginning of the year, in and out, or been following us really since the COVID year, thank you so much for hanging in there with us. Obviously, through the transition year and last year, and then here this year as well. Tennis getting their first conference win last weekend. Late last week, they lost their first conference game against UCF, and then they responded last Sunday with a sweep, putting the brooms on Houston, 4-0 there. And K-State now is 4-5 on the season, early in the season, and 1-1 in Big 12 play. Getting right on to Jordan Smith there in his post-game, post-match session there, saying, and he actually talked about Sanel in his quote there, Sanel Rusmova, they're getting her first win with K-State, and she played her first match a couple of days prior against UCF, her very first match as a K-Stater, and contributing in this win, the sweep over Houston. Sanel got off to a quick start, Jordan Smith said, and then, quote, continues on here saying, quote, it's just been great to have her finally out there, you know, her first two wins as a Wildcat, so that's been really excellent to see. It's only been 2 days of competition. Oh, let me check that there. So, my bad. She won her first match against UCF in a losing effort, team effort anyways there. So, she once again undefeated after last weekend there for Sanel Rusmova. That's awesome to hear that there as well. And then, of course, continuing on, Jordan Smith here. We got to go back to what he said against after the match against UCF and what we talked about here on this podcast, right? And kind of throwing his team under the bus, not getting it done on the double side of things. And, well, again, responding. How are you going to respond, right? And they responded in a big way last Sunday against Houston there. And we get back with Jordan Smith here on this same quote. We're building towards, you know, can we start a match after winning a doubles point and show what we can do in the lead? He answered a question mark there. That's what helped us with Iowa to get a win. We know we've been close. UCF, we just played a bad game, and then it's hard to play from behind. So we just challenged the girls. Only thing we needed to do is focus on trying to win this doubles. Then you can carry it into singles, and I think they did that today, end quote, there as well. Yeah, so we talked about them here on the previous did we post that episode on there? We have really unloaded on episodes here on this podcast here this year, which has been good. And y'all, you guys have been listening, which is awesome to hear as well. Make sure you pass it along to other K-Staters who love their Kansas State Wildcats. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Tennis edition, Eddie Greer, sweep of Houston for K-State women's tennis. They're continuing that momentum. They're obvious, I might as well say this. It started with the women's tennis team, and obviously recently the K-State women's golf team take care of business in Tucson, Arizona. The last 2 days there. So can the women's basketball team respond? We'll have to find out and see up here this weekend. Here we go. As the K-State women's basketball team currently will be playing in the Big 12 tournament up here in Kansas City, which a sad face I cannot attend to. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Welcome back to the Women's Tennis Women's Tennis Edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Kansas State 4, Houston nothing. Eddie Greer here for the podcast. All right, how to take care of that real quick here. Going down the line here. We're going to actually start with the doubles, obviously, because K-State took care of business. Unlike what they did against UCF on last Friday, Veronica Kahova and Maria Santos win their matchup over Gabriela Cortez and Sofia Schulten, 6-2. Santa Garaganki and Santa Rosmova off to a hot start since returning and beginning her career with this team. 6-3 over Heta Hootinen and Iva Seppa, 6-3. Man, I'm not nailing these down. And our girl Marlogo C and Charlotte Kettle getting it done. Well, actually, this was unfinished due to the two wins there as they were winning, I believe. They're winning their doubles matchup before that clock called off. And, of course, Marlogo's partner Charlotte Kettle there as well. I'm going to skip over the unfinished match, singles matches there, because that don't matter because K-State won now. That's Maria Santos and Marlogo C's match was got unfinished. Charlotte Kettle, number one seed. Oh, damn. Her match got unfinished as well. That was into a third seed there as well. But Sanel Rusmova getting another win that Jordan Smith talked about it over Iva Seppa, 6-4, 6-3. And Teresa Polkovov getting a straight set win over Sofia Schulten there, 6-3 and 7-6 in set to tiebreaker. And Veronica Kahova dominated in the sixth spot there over Gabriela Cortez, 6-2, 6-1. So how about the K-State team there getting it done right there, folks? Next up for the K-State women's tennis team, they will hit the road this weekend. And this has been a Cincinnati theme week so far for K-State. Obviously, we will get to the postcast. K-State currently taking on Cincinnati in the men's basketball side of things there. And K-State women's tennis will be taking on Cincinnati on the tennis front. That is going to be this Friday at 12. We will go back over it for the weekend pod. And then on Sunday, they'll face a winless in the conference play anyways. What the hell was that? Sorry. West Virginia, 6-7 so far this year, 0-2 Big 12 play. And then these teams have not won a conference game yet. But Cincinnati's overall record is 6-2. So a pair of 6-win teams that K-State's got to deal with here coming up this weekend. So Cincinnati on Friday, that's at noon. And then Sunday again with West Virginia at 10 a.m. I tell you, man, these Kansas City drivers, I tell you. But I better hold my tongue before I get in trouble for the podcast. That was a screw moment. Like, what's going on out there outside the ET3 studios? But anyways, though, K-State women's team getting it done, winning their first Big 12 conference game of the season and sweeping, putting the brooms on Houston after a disappointing loss against UCF last Friday there. So next up for K-State women's tennis and Jordan Smith and company against Cincinnati on Friday. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Arena Bubble Daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up for now on this women's tennis winning edition of this Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Don't forget, might hop over on Podbean tomorrow. You might have Alex over there join me as well, following K-State women's basketball whenever this pops up, or we've already done it already. But again, make sure you do download Podbean app right now. Greer3 Eddie's podcast is my channel. Greer3 Eddie is my channel over there, over on the Podbean app. More coverage of our K-State Wildcats continues. Right now, Alex Aiden over there, Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas State women's tennis winners 4-0. Go Cats.